Let's open our Bibles tonight, and let's go ahead and begin in 1 John chapter 4. Been just so sweetly radiated in my heart, and truly like never before, the power of Christ in us, the hope of glory. The beauty, the strength, that peace, His peace, His rest, the assurance and the confidence, the same that Jesus Christ has and had at the time with the Father, in knowing that it was well. And that was the peace that was testified in the faith of our fathers throughout the Word of God. And obviously that's not just the statement, the faith of our fathers doesn't apply only to male. It's female as well, too. That's meaning maturity and fathers in the things of God, that you can be encouraging and instructing, praise the Lord, in the truth. But in 1 John 4:4, it says there ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And I love that. And again, there's such a rejoicing in such a precious truth that we've known how many years? Praise God. But truly that greater is He that is in me. And we have been dwelling upon this, but I'm thanking the Lord to continue to take more and more of it. Because this is such, well, all truth is precious, but this is such precious truth. This is such a wonderful promise of God that His life in you, His life in me, is greater than the prince and the power of this world. His life in me is greater than the devil. Amen. So wonderful to know that. But not only is His life in me greater than the enemy of this world, His life in me is even greater than this weak flesh of mine. His life in me, praise the Lord, is greater than even the sin in the flesh. And just, again, to just let that settle and then come up and then settle, and then praise Him more. That's how the cow chews that cud. But that's exactly it. His life in you is greater than this weak flesh. His life in me is greater than even the sin that is in the flesh. And then I'm so thankful to Jesus. Isn't it wonderful? That even though that sin is in the flesh, this life that I now live is sinless. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that wonderful how protected that I am? Because of I am. But in that life that's in me, it's greater than even this sin in the flesh. The promise and the truth, praise God, of this power truly has been quickened in Christ in me. There's a quickening going on. There's a confidence in the Lord, a confidence in the Father's plan, a confidence in the provision of God, a confidence that He's growing in the absolute power of the Holy Ghost. That I'm not waiting for Him to perform it. By the grace of God, I'm letting Him perform it because it's His will. The simplicity of the Word of God, brothers and sisters, that, you know what? The Word cannot lie. The Word is truth, and the Word is the only truth. And praising God that the Word is all powerful. There be no power but of the Word of God. Amen? There isn't. It has to come from the Word. Because the Word is all-powerful, our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the Holy Ghost, praise God, He is empowering us. And I can testify, He's empowering my life like never before in faith to live this life. And it is all by the grace of God. Amen. But that grace, praise God, that love, that, and we'll get to it in a minute, but when you listen to the love of the truth, the great love wherewith we are loved, the great power in the love wherewith we are loved, the great power in the love in the plan with we live in the love of God, it transforms you. It does. It changes you from glory to glory into His image. And I thank the Lord that I understand that His image of, again, the new birth, that wonderful child came into my life, the baby, if you would, even the moment I gave my heart to the Lord. But the transformation of the glory is the maturity, is growing up into Him in all things. I understand people like to say, well, that's growing up unto Him in all things. No, I love it how it says it. It's growing up into Him in all things. Am I not bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh? I believe that's into Him. Amen? Oh, brothers and sisters, let's not. Don't try to change something that makes you feel a little bit better about where He is and where you are. Let me tell you something. I want to believe where He is and that I am is in me. And then by the grace of God, there'll be power, hallelujah, in glory to Him that I'll begin to live. But this is the confidence that He's solidifying in us, brothers and sisters, that the truth of the life of Christ in me, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can. I do not have to grovel through. By the grace of God, I can do all things. Not I will, but I can by the grace of God. I can believe Him. God can bring me into that fellowship with Him to believe that. See, all the holiness to be separated to Him fully is there because He has been made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Amen? Amen. And the beautiful thing about wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, it's not sitting at the right hand of God. By the grace of God, it's in me because His life is in me. How afar off will you see this? Or will you go and enter in? Will you go in there and get the mantle and say, Lord, praise the Lord, this is in me, it's mine. And by the grace of God and Your love and mercy for me, You're for me to let it reign in my life. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. It makes people uncomfortable when you become bold in the Lord. Nobody got comfortable with Jesus. Even the disciples, as we've been reading, man. But then, when they began to really see, that was the only comfort they ever had. Amen. And they didn't want it to go. Hallelujah. But it was going to come in more, because that was God's plan. But 1 Corinthians chapter 9, let's read from verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receives the prize. So run that ye may obtain. And every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beats the air. See, when you know Paul's gospel, brothers and sisters, and this is Paul's boldness in Christ, I'm not guessing. I'm not wondering if this is the way or if this is right or if this really is the mark. No, I know that I know. Amen. Praise God. It's wonderful. That's the beautiful, precious gospel of Paul. Is the absolute assurance, the boldness of enlarged steps of faith and understanding because of the power of the Holy Ghost and because of the love of Jesus and that love shed abroad by the Holy Ghost. I do not run in uncertainty, and I don't fight as one that just is flailing along. And here it is. But I keep under my body, and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway or disapproved. Now, this is some wonderful stuff. See, yes, this is a continuation of this morning's message. I think it's a continuation of every morning, Wednesday, Friday, Bible study, teachings, whatever it is, of who we are in Christ. Amen? Because we better know if we're going to grow up. You better know your inheritance if you're going to take it fully. Because, brothers and sisters, this is the reality of the power of who we are in Christ. The power that is right there in each and every one of the children of God to perform it all. And in case we haven't heard, that's exactly who we are in Christ. I can, and you can, through Christ, bring your body, this flesh, under subjection to Him. Oh, amen. It doesn't have to be a guessing game. And I'm going to tell you something about that word subjection, which is such a beautiful thing. It literally means a prisoner. It literally means a slave. But do you know, when he's speaking of a prisoner and a slave to him, it's love. It's exactly what it is. I love how Paul says, I, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. But before he says that, for this cause, when he's speaking the truth in love to these ones at Ephesus, he says, for this cause, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ. So for what cause was he a prisoner? Love. Why was he speaking this to them? Why was it of no concern to him, the perils, the distresses, the despairing of his own life? Because of love. It didn't matter. Praise the Lord. And this is exactly what this is. It's love, love, love. And I know, praise God, we're here tonight. We believe that Jesus lives in us. But now, by grace through faith, believe that the power of the Holy Ghost, praise God, the shed abroad, the amazing bridal love of Jesus, will enlarge and grow and strengthen that life of Christ to will and to do of His good pleasure because of love. See, that's the confidence by the grace of God I need to have. That's the confidence by the grace of God is there for me, is to believe, hallelujah, in that amazing bridal love, that passion that He has for me. Not my bridal love for Him, His bridal love for me. And that's the truth. I'm so grateful to God that He is the one that's always been enamored with what the Father, praise the Lord, has planned for him. When he turned to him and he said, Son, it's not good for man to be alone. And in that's what Christ, praise the Lord, he fell in love with the Father's plan. And I love that. And here we are. And here we are. Praise God. He loves his righteousness. And we've been made the righteousness of God. We've been made the very thing he loves. So precise, so exact. The story is so incredible. Anything of man, well, we could make it better like this. We could shape this or whatever. This is so beyond comprehension, if you'll be still and know that he is God. The power of the perfection of his love for us. And everything that was ever spoken, done, created, said, again, was for us, for His glory. Everything. And I believe, by the grace of God, looking into that part, then we'll begin to understand someday the exceeding riches of His grace. Praise the Lord. But brothers and sisters, knowing His love for me unleashes the life in us that we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. Amen? See, it's knowing His love. I can be confident in knowing the Scriptures. I could be confident in that I've walked with the Lord. But I'm going to hit things that are going to be so far beyond me that the only way that I know that I'm going to be more than a conqueror through Christ is because His love for me. Only way. And I know every life that's sitting in here tonight, you have hit that before. And you did not want to be there. You like those things that are in your sweet spot. Oh, I can trust God for that one. But he don't hit that sweet spot. You find out you don't have a sweet spot. You thought you did. But then God will show you that he loves the spot that is his sweet spot. And that's where he's strong and you're completely helpless. And that's how he works. And that's what's so beautiful. And again, but that's how it's really unleashed in our life, brothers and sisters, is to know his love for us. Praise God. And when we know his love is for us, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Isn't that wonderful to know that? I mean, how many times have you gone through something and he showed you that, but you feared all the way through? And it wasn't any fun. How exciting it is to be as that prophet. Oh, Lord, let this little lad's eyes see what my eyes see. That doesn't just have to be a wish of a somewhere. We have even exceeding great precious promises. We even can see with enlightened eyes of understanding by the Holy Ghost. You think about that. We see, they saw, and I pray we see this as well too. They saw Father. They saw Friend. They saw High Tower, Shield, Buckler, all those things. But by the grace of God, we see bridegroom. There's even something more intimate in that. And when you see that, then you understand that he's going to bring us into the fellowship of his sufferings, isn't he? Because I'll tell you, when you marry, you're not exempt from one another's suffering. No. You enter into it. And it's the hardest trials in many ways, shapes, and forms there are in marriage is the sufferings that each one, amen, brings. And then you have children and you think about the children being the fruit. Never thought fruit could be suffering, could it? Isn't it exactly what it is? And what did the Father say? That you'd bring forth much fruit. It's no surprise, is it? Amen? Yeah, we need to be encouraged with this. Praise the Lord. But see, no weapon formed against me by Satan, sure, I get it, when he can see me if the Lord lifts the hedge, that dummy, and it won't prosper. And I thank God that we can be bold in the Lord. And by the grace of God in our households, let's be bold in the Lord, especially encouraging one another. By the grace of God, you know, we do. We have spouses, children, whatever, families. You know, different dynamics now are moving into our homes. Amen? You know, things. And people have to have multiple families sometimes even in today. But by the grace of God, to step up and to be the mighty men of God in our homes. And not to look down upon one another. Because you know what? It won't be too long. You'll go there too. Especially if you're looking down at somebody. You'll be even lower than that. But by the grace of God, to be spiritual, to have that wonderful edifying going on in your home, to lift one another up in love, and to encourage in the things of God. And I'll tell you what, speaking the word of God in your home can be a difficult thing. Because you know, a prophet in his own land doesn't get a lot of respect. Don't you go preaching at me. Huh? Now, I'm not saying that we hear this in our homes. I'm talking about somebody else's. But by the grace of God, does that mean we tiptoe? But in love, and oftentimes, it's just a small, that's why I said, just a cold cup of water. A lot of times we like to get a basin. Here, I think you need more than a cup. Amen? Brother Hill used to say, don't make them glad twice. How about don't make them mad once? But that's how it is. But see, brothers and sisters, this is our wonderful Lord. And this is this boldness that we begin to continue to grow in his love to us. And see, we begin to know that the armor of God isn't something that's out here. We have the armor of God. We do. Amen. We're fully equipped. We lack nothing. It's just by the grace of God will we be and listen and have that ear to hear what the Spirit says, that we grow up and take advantage of all the inheritance that we have in Christ. All the power. I don't need to go get it. He's already given it. You're a little Lord of all. Again, he has given you that life. And by the grace of God, as he says, well, you know, if you just remain that child, you'll have all of this wonderful access to everything, but you'll never know how to use it. You'll never know how to, and I think that's one of the most frustrating things in pastoring. Because people that have been around the Word of God for a long time or had opportunity that had been around people that really know the Word of God, and then they hit that need. And Jesus being so faithful, it doesn't matter. He's faithful to his children. But then here's the need, and they don't know where to turn. They don't know where the power is. They don't know how to access to say, well, wait a second, the promises of God take care of that. Oh, we're well able. God's already actually given us the victory. Matter of fact, he's given us wisdom in this. The way of escape has already been made. That pit that I thought they were digging for me, that was just for them. All of those promises are yea and amen for us. Again, the Word of God is not just stories that happen to somebody else. The powerful, all-powerful Word of God is mine. It's mine. And by the grace of God, will I be, by the grace of God, a testimony of that epistle written in me, made of men. The evidence of that, the scriptures being written in my life. Amen. So, praise God. We've already fully been given and provided this armor, this entire Word of God. Christ in us, the hope of glory. And see, living that precious truth wears that whole armor of God. See, that's where we go out and we try to think that this comes in pieces. God talks about the pieces. But brothers and sisters, it's the whole counsel of God that just performs it all in believing. It's not, well, I have to get the helmet of salvation on and then I've got to get this on. No. It said, follow Paul as he followed Christ. All these things will be added. It's already there. Wish I could explain it better, but I can't. Because there's no way to tell you what a peach tastes like. You know, and it is the truth. But see, it doesn't come through positive thinking. It doesn't come through keeping something. This doesn't come by my strength. It's only the truth in love. And I love it said this way, in love with Christ, my bridegroom truth. When I'm in love with Christ, my bridegroom truth, that's when I'll be set apart to him. When I'm in love with Christ, my bridegroom truth, only the bridal truth can sanctify us fully into the realm of the most holy faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. Only that bridal truth can truly have us seated in a sense, not just seated, but living and the perspective of really where we are seated in glory and yielding to that spirit life. That's what bridal truth does, doesn't it? Amen. Now, there'll be people that'll tell you that they know bridal truth, and I think there are quite a few people that know bridal truth, but do you live bridal truth? That's the difference. Amen. You can know it, but you live it in love. Don't live it in flesh. You don't live it in judgment, and that's flesh. Don't live it in condemnation, that's flesh. Amen? Don't live it in legality, because that's flesh. You live it in spirit and by his spirit. And that's truth. And I thank the Lord. And that spirit will be love. That's why it's spirit and truth. That's why it's the truth in love. Praise be to God. But see, that's what sets us apart. Only the wedding truth can ignite this all-powerful life of Christ in us. When we're waning, brothers and sisters, our minds are off of the truth of that bridal moment could be today. It is. And that's how fragile we are. And that's how, by the grace of God, determined we need to be. Amen? He said, every thought captivated. Praise the Lord. You know, I just kind of equate it back to the time of courtship. And, you know, there were things going on in my life. I was in college finishing up, and, you know, a lot of exciting things were happening. But, man, when I was thinking about getting married, I wasn't really thinking about anything else. I mean, it just was that way. I remember, and I'm just telling you, you can, I always remember too, it was during that time that Brother Hill had that condition with his skin and near death and all of those things. And yeah, I thought about it, but I was still captivated. I'm being honest. I guess I was just selfish. Can you imagine? I was so in love. Yeah, the enemy meant that maybe for evil to make me feel guilty or condemn me. But God knew years later, he said, you know what, honey, I'm going to show you that for your good. See how faithful he is? But that's what love does. Even those things where ones around you say, well, you should be feeling this way. Well, we had one of those incidents even today. How could you not care? And I don't mean that lightly, because I love. But there's a first love. There's just a first love. And that first love is coming to the point where the question is asked, well, doesn't it bother you? Honestly? No. I'm sorry for them, but I'm on my way. I'm on my way. We'll wrap this up here. By the grace of God, we lay hold of this. And brothers and sisters, it is the word. And it is this bridal truth. And by the grace of God, not just to know it, but to study it. Study it. To listen to it. To listen how in love the truth is with you. Did you hear that? To listen how in love the truth is with you. Again, think about he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. What is the Spirit going to say? He's going to say all the things of Christ, and he's going to show them unto you. Amen? So again, what does the Spirit show us? And what does the Spirit do in showing all of that truth? The only way that you can receive all of that truth is you have to have the love shed abroad. There's the double portion of even the Spirit. The truth and love that, praise God, the Spirit brings. The double portion's all over the Word of God. But see, it must be that. And by the grace of God, to lay hold of that wonderful message, to know it, to study it, and to listen how in love the truth is with you. And then, and only then, we will fall in love with the truth. You don't fall in love with the truth first. The truth loved you first. And it will always be that way. And the more truth you fall in love with, it's because you listened and you studied and you were mesmerized with how much the truth was in love with you. That grace always comes down. Always comes down. And that's the power of his might. That's the Holy Ghost guiding us, hallelujah, into all truth. All truth in love is living the power of God. All truth in love is living the full overcomer power, the full overcomer love power of Jesus in me. And brothers and sisters, we have the full potential because of the life that lives in us. Not just little lords of all anymore, but now grown up fully in Christ in all things. Amen. See, that's where we're at. That's where we're at. He's just about here. It's be ready time, isn't it? And see, we can rejoice. And not that I've apprehended, but I'm telling you, I do believe it. As Paul said, not unto me only. And you think of not unto him only. Think of all the things that were unto him. To come to a point in your life, by the grace of God, I'm ready to be offered. Isn't that something? I'm not just giving that to Paul. He said, not unto me only. I asked Linda. Linda, did you doubt that Dwayne was showing up on your wedding day? I heard he was there a week early. You couldn't run him out of the church. I didn't know what was going on. But that's the boldness and the confidence. And it's not anything to do with me. It's because of the grace of God. I know his love for me. I know how ravished he is of me. I know how fully, praise God, that I am forgiven. That was taken care of, hallelujah, on the cross. That my sin is never to be remembered again. And it's time to just settle down and to quit playing head games with myself. That's the last part of it. Just those little dealy head games. And I mean that when you pray, when you worship. Sometimes you're tired. The Holy Ghost comes upon you and things. Don't tell me you're never allowed to be tempted of the enemy to tell you things. But he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. He may lead me into a wilderness time and time again. And I'm already weary, Lord, because in like ways we're going to be tested. But you know what? I don't have to go by how I feel. And I don't want to go by how I think. I want to go in the power and the complete, pure truth of the Word of God. Praise his name. Let's stand and be dismissed.